does the Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song go? You, who are on the road, must have a code you can live by. Being on the road the past couple weeks reminds me of earlier trips and nearly forgotten adventures. Not that I necessarily had a code to live by back then. Summer of 76, I was hauling up the East Coast seaboard out of Florida when I picked up a hitchhiker with his thumb out. He tossed his backpack in the truck bed and opened the door of the Chevy's cab. "Where are you headed?" I inquired, and he answered, "Nirvana." "Not sure I'm headed that far," I said, ever the comical cynic, "but hop in, you can travel till you see a sign." My little bodhisattva was, I realized soon enough, not so much on the path to enlightenment as he was searching for acolytes, folks who would acknowledge his journey and hopefully find in him a guide and a way. Me, I wasn't headed anywhere really, just a lost puppy, but happy to wag a tail occasionally, a boy searching for America, not Satori. The Outer Banks, however, beckoned, and I took a ferry to get there, my would-be guru tagging along, maybe thinking that Kitty Hawk he would learn to fly. Once on the ferry, he opened the truck door and whacked a spiffy new BMW with it, springing the irate owner out of his bucket seat, leather-contoured, probably heated, the seat and him both. My rider, unchastened, muttered something vaguely and insincerely apologetic and got back in the truck, only to decide to exit and once again whack that polished and gleaming BMW on its once immaculate door panel. The driver, now furious, came out screaming. My guru seemed oddly unfazed. "Hey, man," he intoned, "it's just a car. Chill out, why don't you?" Chilling out was not on this guy's mind, and his car was way more than just a car. I think he thought it might be, for a moment anyway, a license to kill. Code or no code, I decided the time was right for my own self to intervene. "My hitchhiker," I said, making it clear legal action would not involve the owner of the culprit truck, "said he was sorry. I think he'll be more careful from now on. And besides, the damage is cosmetic, not really worth violence. Just my opinion, of course." And then I walked away to watch over the side of the deep wind land. The dogs could fight it out if they wanted, but without a referee. My guru and I camped two nights on the Outer Banks, but on the third day I announced I was packing up. "You're welcome to ride along," I told him, to which he replied, "I was making a huge mistake leaving." He had, he said somberly, "a lot I could learn." "No doubt," I said, "but I don't mind learning the hard way, on my own." I still remember my almost guru standing next to his pump tent, the wind moving sand across the road, not even a wave goodbye. Like a lot of folks you meet on the highway of life, who knows where their path eventually led. I'm betting, though, he never thinks back on me.